Welcome to Nick's Mix and Flicks, where I talk music and movie reviews and other stuff too. Today we are talking about the Tyler the Creator Chromacopia World Tour.
Yeah, when I hear music, got to talk about it. Got me a collection of movies that I can watch a lot of. If that's not your suit, at least try it on for a fit. You gotta tune into this Nick's Mix and Flicks.
I'm joined today by my beautiful wife, Sydney.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hey.
We saw Tyler, the Creator, last night here in Vegas at the MGM Garden Arena. And we're going to just kind of share our thoughts with you guys today. So first off, we'll talk openers. So he had two openers. One was this group called Paris, Texas. Mm-hmm. And I think we caught maybe the last two or three songs of theirs.
Yeah.
But they had a good amount of energy and I think really kicked off, you know, the crowd kind of in the right mindset.
Yeah, they were fun.
Yeah. Again, we only caught the last few songs. I knew some of their songs going into it. I don't know if you knew any of their music at all.
None? No.
None whatsoever.
I think one guy was wearing a bag on his head, and that's all I knew. So that was
what is going on?
Yeah, that was kind of shocking, but they were fun. I thought that they were good.
They were fun.
Yeah.
They were working the mosh pit.
They really were.
They were telling everybody to open it up every, 45 seconds?
Definitely.
So
people were exhausted by it the first act.
Yeah.
The mosh pit was.
Definitely. So then after them, we had Lil Yachty.
Little Boat.
Mm-hmm. How was Lil Boat?
I thought he was great.
Yeah.
He did like 18 songs, which I didn't even know that man had 18 songs. Sorry, Lil Yachty. But I think he was really good. His energy was super good. It was funny because he mentioned at some point, he was like, guys, like my throat, like my voice is kind of shot. You know, you got to help me out. And then this man was like scream singing / rapping for like 45 minutes. And I was like, so does your throat hurt or what? Because you're literally like screaming. Was he not? He was like.
Oh, he was like, I would even say like squealing.
Yes.
Like he kind of sounded like a pig.
Squealing is exactly. Whoa, yeah. No, I thought he was good though.
It sounded like it hurt him.
Definitely. Yeah.
Which.
He was dancing.
Yeah, he was. And it was fun. He was dancing. He was, you know, drinking. And
yeah. Did he have a bottle in his hand?
He had a whole big alcohol bottle that he just kind of carried around the state. Listen, you know what?
It's Vegas.
That's,
and you know, as long
far
as,
from the
to me, as long as it doesn't like ruin your performance
right.
with your drinking, then I really don't care.
Yeah, or if you're not
me,
you know, hurting someone,
right,
or bothering someone, you know, do whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, he did. He did all of his, not all of his hits, but he did three like really popular songs.
Mm-hmm.
One Night, which was popular when, I think it was like my sophomore year. And so that was what,
2014.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy. But he did One Night, Minnesota, and I Spy.
And broccoli.
I forgot.
Broccoli went so crazy.
Those four, I think people were the craziest during those four.
It was just crazy hearing those songs because they're like, I feel like when you hear those songs, you think of that time.
Yeah.
So then being in the year 2025, like hearing them live, I was just kind of like, this is so crazy. But I thought he was great. I thought he did a really good job.
Yeah, he did really good.
Yeah.
And then.
And then
we'll talk the main act,
the main event. The man, the myth, the legend.
The man, the myth, the legend, Tyler, the Creator.
Woo! Okay.
Initial thoughts, I loved it. I thought he has such good stage presence. I think as a former theater kid, he kind of is just, like, that's just a natural thing.
Definitely.
You know, I think he did good. I think he even was, like, playing kind of a character or a persona. for the first third of the set, you know? Yeah, I loved it. Performance, dancing, costume, production. I know you really liked the production.
I loved it. I mean, I think I've been to several concerts, and like that's easily, like honestly, maybe even like number one. Like just the lights, the fireworks, the fire, the set design. I was like kind of blown away by it all. And like it was amazing.
Yeah, it was awesome. Yeah, I think he kept me interested the entire time.
Yeah.
I've been to concerts before where I'm interested 85% of the time.
Yeah.
And, you know, there might be like a kind of a lull in the energy where I'm like looking around and be like, wow, there's a crack in the roof over there.
Yeah.
You know, or that person isn't wearing shoes right now.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I was just watching him the entire time. He kept my attention. I really loved part of his set was they had like a middle stage. It's like a small stage, but he kind of set it up. Like there was a couch, there was a bike, like a piano, and a record player.
Mm-hmm.
I actually really liked what he did with the record player. Because he did songs from like every album, I think, of his.
Yeah.
And he had a crate of vinyl records that he would like kind of flip through, and the camera, you could see like the back of them. And so he would like slowly like flip through the records and then pull one out, and people would go crazy. They were like, oh my gosh, he's doing Flower Boy.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So I really liked that. Again, I think it was just like fun. It was just a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Like it felt like we were just hanging out with him.
Yeah.
It gave Evening with Tyler, the Creator, and not like a concert, really.
Definitely.
You know?
Definitely.
I think also just because the MGM Garden Arena is pretty small,
mm-hmm.
at least compared to the other arenas that we have here in town now.
Yeah.
T-Mobile is a little bit bigger,
mm-hmm.
But Allegiant is huge.
Massive, yeah.
I haven't been to Allegiant yet, but yeah. What were top three favorite songs?
Okay, we've discussed this, and I think I have my top three.
Okay.
This is not in any order.
Let's hear them.
Well, first, I just need to give a quick shout out to the first three songs of the show, which were St. Chroma, and then Ra-Ta-Ta into Noid. So good.
It was really
good. Literally, so freaking good. But my top three, I loved Dogtooth, I loved Noid, and I loved... is it New Magic Wand? I think is what that song is called. That song goes crazy.
That does go crazy.
I don't even know the words to that song, which I think is just a testament to like how incredible he is. Like, I don't even know the words to that song. And I was like, holy crap, this is so... The energy was crazy. I loved it. What were your three favorites?
Ooh.
It's hard to pick.
It is. Yeah, I mean, and he did so many songs.
So many.
I think Dogtooth is one of mine for sure.
Yeah.
I liked Who Dat Boy.
That was fun.
That one was just crazy because I had a moment listening while we were at the concert, and I kind of told Sid, I was like, I used to listen to this stuff when I was like, you know, a teenager playing Minecraft or Call of Duty. Like, so to then shoot 7 years in the future, you know, six or 7 years in the future.
Yeah.
To then like be at a concert of Tyler, the Creator, listening to that stuff. It was just kind of surreal.
Yeah.
I was like, wow. I also had a few moments just this week before the concert where I kept forgetting about the concert because we got these tickets like 5 months ago.
Forever ago.
And we put it on our calendar. And then anytime I looked at the calendar for March, I was like, oh, yeah, we have that concert.
Yeah.
But I didn't really process that we were at a Tyler, the Creator concert, I think, until we got like in the parking garage walking to the arena. I was like, holy crap.
Then
like,
you were getting really excited.
Yeah, I was like, we're going to see freaking Tyler.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, no, I think he did great. Absolutely would see him again.
Definitely.
Whenever or if he ever comes back for a new tour.
Please come back. It was so fun.
It was fun.
I think everybody should see him.
100%.
Well, especially if, like, even if you only like one or two songs mm-hmm. by him, I say go.
Yeah.
Because I only know maybe five or six songs, but I had a blast.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Well, so much fun.
He also said last night that Chromacopia was his, like, biggest album yet. He said when he was, like, he's, like, 19 years into his... like rap career,
yeah,
or like 15, I don't know.
I think it was 19 years.
Yeah, 19 years into his like professional music career.
Yeah,
and this most recent album from last year,
last year, yeah,
is like his biggest, which is crazy. You know,
if you haven't listened to Chromacopia, you need to listen to it. It's my favorite Tyler album. I think it's so good.
Yeah,
from start to finish. Yeah. Like, I just think it's an incredible album.
It is really good. I think if I had to pick a favorite, I would probably say Call Me If You Get Lost.
Oh, that is such a good one too.
It's a very like rap album.
Yes.
It's very rappy on it, which I think is why I like it so much. But
yeah.
Yeah. I would rate the concert a 9 out of 10.
I would rate it an 8 out of 10.
8 out of 10.
Yeah. I think it was such a blast.
It was so much fun.
Yeah, we loved it.
We did. Well, thanks for tuning in to our concert review for Tyler the Creator. Yeah,
thanks for having me
to be your husband. You're
on your own show.
Yeah.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
Happy 3 weeks of marriage.
Happy 3 weeks.
Just had to say that. Thanks for listening, guys.
Thank you guys for listening. Tune in next time where we'll be talking about either music or movies or other stuff too.
Heck yeah.
See ya.
Bye.